Are you familiar with Paul Chicago? One of the guests that I had on earlier surprised me when he mentioned it, and that was Professor Fraud. We were talking about these scams where people try to buy an animal online and you put down a deposit and then all of a sudden they need more money for vaccinations and it's one thing after another and then the dog never materializes, or cat. The best thing to do is to adopt, not to shop. And the largest no-kill animal shelter in the city of Chicago is Paws Chicago. And full disclosure, I serve on the board of directors there. I love what they do, so much so that that's how I give back, because it's a cause that I believe in. And Carrie, I don't think we've met, in so much so that I can't pronounce your last name.
That's okay. No one can, so Carrie's just fine.
What is your last name?
It's Sihowski. It's a great Polish last name.
Well, and usually I'm pretty good with those. It just was spelled in a way that I wasn't sure, and I certainly didn't want to mess it up. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on your first show.
Oh, I'm excited that you're here. And you know, dogs and cats are my thing. I'm an animal lover. And when I started reading articles about so many cities having an issue where people came in by the dozens, by the hundreds to adopt animals during COVID, and now some of those people are going back to work and they're returning their animals. Please tell me that's not happening at Paws Chicago.
We're very fortunate that our returns are actually down from previous years. So when the pandemic started, we saw such a great outpouring of support from the Chicagoland community. We had over 50,000 adoption inquiries, but I really have to give a shout out to our adoptions team and counselors, because they worked really hard in the last year to ask people to imagine their life after the pandemic and how their pet would fit into that world, not just during the stay-at-home period. And our trainers, they've recently launched a return to routine resource that's on our website at pawschicago.org with helpful step-by-step video guides to really help things with your pets, whether it's crate training or providing enrichment to help them during that transition. So we're actually down from previous years when it comes to returns because of the great work that our team is doing.
Paws Chicago is the Midwest's largest no-kill animal shelter, and they have reduced the number of homeless pets killed in the city by over 91% since Paula Fazeas founded Paws Chicago in 1997. Prior to that, there were thousands and thousands of dogs being put down in our city, and part of the role of an adoption counselor is to help educate you, because maybe you want a 150-pound dog, but you live in a 900-square-foot apartment or less in Chicago, and they're going to go, hey, maybe this, let's look at this dog. This breed might be better for you. And so that does help reduce the number of people bringing pets back going, I love them, but they just can't fit into my life.
Yes, and we introduced this past year a pet compatibility quiz where you answer a series of questions about your lifestyle and your living situation. And then based on those results, we're able to match you. We have this really cute color code guide, makes it super easy, that looks at things, whether it's, do you have children in the household or do you live alone? Are you looking for a highly active pet, active lifestyle, or, you know, if a dog like my dog, nice couch potato. So we really can help find the best fit for you. And Paws Chicago provides a lifetime commitment to our animals. So if an adopter's no longer to care for their pet, they might fall on hard times or circumstances that they're just not able to care for that pet any longer, we welcome them right back into our program, because we will find them their right home. So by offering all of that, and as you mentioned, our adoption counselors are just amazing, we're really dedicated to finding everyone the best pet for their home.
Okay, let's talk about cats. I adore my cats. They're two characters, Finn's my dog from Paws. I have another dog, Hank, from Paws, but my cats are Bruno and Ava. I adopted them at the Fur Ball a couple years ago. I've never met cats like this before. It's because they were fostered by a woman who had dogs and just created great animals. She really did. And you've got a summer kitten adoption challenge that starts tomorrow. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yes, starting tomorrow, we're kicking off our Summer Kitten Adoption Challenge, where we're trying to find homes for 350 kittens. So right now, with the start of warmer spring temperatures and the beginning of fall, we're in this phenomenon called the kitten season, where we get just an influx of mother cats and their litters into our shelters. So people don't realize that female cats can become pregnant every 62 days and usually give birth to 4 to 5 kittens per litter. So starting tomorrow through September 30th, we're really asking for help for the, you know, through the community to help us reach this goal of getting 350 kittens adopted and really thinking about adopting kittens in pairs. People don't realize that kittens in particular really need that constant stimulation and they're likely to behave better with a playmate. Plus, having another cat in a home just gives them enrichment and entertainment when you're away or sleeping. So really looking to help find all of these kittens that we're getting homes. And if you're not quite ready to adopt, we're always looking for fosters, for temporary foster homes, because by having our pets in foster homes, we're able to then have the space to bring in animals that we wouldn't normally be able to bring in.
Okay, I have to laugh because I thought when I was at the fur ball and I fell in love with Ava and they were like, come to this other room. This is her brother. Why don't you take him too? I thought, they just know that I'll do this. But you're right. Because I adopted a pair, that might be why they're the best cats that I've ever had.
Exactly, because they keep each other company. And so that's why, you know, for anyone looking at kittens, we do encourage, to consider adopting a kitten pair if you're able to, because they just provide so much playtime together. And especially, you know, as you're trying to sleep, you know this. Cats like to play at night.
Of course
they
do.
They're not waking you up to play with them. They play with each other.
Well, if you want to help out Paws Chicago, you can foster, you can adopt, you can donate, you can volunteer, and just go to pawschicago.org, correct?
Correct. Through there, we have information on all of those opportunities that you just noted, as well as our upcoming events. In particular, we have our Paws Chicago 5K on Saturday, September 18th. This is Chicago's largest dog-friendly event. We're so excited and hopeful that we'll be back in person again this year with so many events coming back like Lollapalooza and Windy City Smoke Fest that we're really, really positive that we will be together on September 18th at Montrose Harbor. And early bird pricing is now available, $30 adults, $20 for kids, and dogs are always free. So for any listeners who want to come join, we really welcome you there. And then we have all of our events listed on there. As we mentioned, our Summer Kitten Adoption Challenge and our Underdog to Wonder Dog campaign to really help some of our older dogs get adopted as well.
I love that. PawsChicago.org.
Hi, it's Lindsay from House Smarts Radio. You've heard me talk about Builder Supply Outlet for years, but now hear from their customers, John and Carol from Schaumburg.
We were looking to remodel the entire kitchen, so we ended up hearing about you guys on the radio.
The designer, she was very accommodating.
When you walk in, there was no stress.
There's no pressure. Take your time. What do you want to do with it?
Absolutely.
People have asked. I said, this is where we get our stuff, Builder Supply Outlet.
Right.
But I actually felt that it was just like everything was here and fit it in within our budget.
If we didn't have a good experience, we wouldn't be doing this. I mean, the experience was, I would say, phenomenal.
Another satisfied customer. But remember, we're so much more than kitchen cabinets. Builder Supply Outlet is located just 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road in Broadview or online at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Quality and savings are what you get at Builder Supply Outlet.
Hey everyone, it's Steve Bertrand for Window Nation. Right now, get 2 free windows for every 2 you buy, plus no money down. Make no payments and pay no interest for 24 months. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Make sure you tell them Steve Bertrand sent you. Window Nation, the perfect fit.
When our service members return home from war, their hardest battle should be behind them, not in front of them. Our military veterans deserve access to the absolute best in healthcare, and that's what they receive at Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. With 4 Chicagoland community-based outpatient clinics and more than 700 medical providers on staff, Jesse Brown VA Medical Center meets our veterans where they are for their whole healthcare. They have primary care and mental health appointments available. Jesse Brown VA Medical Center is now providing COVID vaccines to everyone who does or has served in the military. plus their spouses, caregivers, widows, and widowers, plus adolescents 12 to 17 years old who are children or caregivers of veterans. Same-day appointments are currently available. Call 312-569-5801 now to schedule your vaccination. That's 312-569-5801 or visit va.gov for information on how to enroll in VA healthcare. That's va.gov, a message from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Thank you so much for being a part of my show today, for everyone who called in, everyone who sent a text. Steve Bertrand will certainly be back here tomorrow. My name is Lisa Dent. Thank you so much for listening to 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.